friends, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Sonam108 and today I want to talk to you guys about consistency. Now this is a subject that I don't really speak about too often because I'm not very good at it, and I'll explain why and what I mean by that. So obviously, you know, consistency is about doing something over and over again, or, you know, kind of just maintaining a certain routine instead of giving up halfway. And when I say I'm not good at it, it's because there's been so much that I've not been consistent at in my life. So I'll start something and then something will get in the way and I'd be like, oh God, you know, I don't know whether I want to continue this, or I'd make a certain excuse and say, oh well, I'll do it tomorrow because it seems to have kind of got off to a great start, and you know, hopefully that vibe will continue. Let's say we're talking about a project. If I start a project and it's going really well, you know, the intensity level will be like, oh, this is amazing, and then I'll be like, oh well, that intensity level will last for a long period of time, so, or a certain period of time, so I can just kind of sit back and then jump into it again. And I'm just completely being like honest with you guys, because normally, as I said, I don't talk about this kind of stuff. And I've noticed it, you know, throughout my life, where I start something and then I'll be like, oh God, you know, I don't know whether I'm enjoying it, or I don't know whether I want to continue, or, as I said, you know, I'll kind of let it continue and then I'll jump back into it later. And ever since I've started being more self-aware, which, by the way, is a podcast I need to do about, you know, in the next podcast probably, or, you know, whenever. But since I've become more self-aware, what I've noticed is that sometimes you have to have that kind of pressure on you to be able to continue something. So I'll give you an example. Recently I've started a movement called Top Shelf Pineapple, and you know, it's a fantastic group. We've just, you know, crossed 100 members on our private Facebook group, which is absolutely amazing. We're doing group challenges and everything is just going so well. And because it's going so well, sometimes there's a part of me that's like, right, I need to work hard at this and I need to continue, because I know that I've got a lot of people that are almost not depending on me, but they're enjoying this so much and I don't really want to let them down. Now, I'm all about not doing things for other people but doing it for myself, but sometimes I think you need to have that pressure to be able to let you move forward, because otherwise there's that feeling of like, oh, no one's getting involved, and then you feel really rubbish about yourself and you're like, I don't really, you know if this is working or whatever. But right now, because it's going so well, that's almost like a silent pressure on me to say, do you know what, keep going, because if you lose this, it's not going to be very nice, is it, for 106 people to not have this group anymore, or but my point is, sometimes to be consistent you need that pressure, and that's what I've realized about myself, because sometimes I let things get in the way and I'm like, right, I don't know whether I should continue this, or, as I, you know, I've explained all that before, I don't need to say it again, but it's too easy to fall back and not do anything and to kind of procrastinate and let go. And this is the one thing that I've completely been so consistent at, and I'm so proud of myself. I know that sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, but I am so proud of myself, because there's a lot of things that I've let go of in the past. And I think also, when you want it bad and you've got that almost that pressure, and then at the same time you've got that drive and that purpose, all of it just comes together. So if there's anyone out there that is feeling like you're just falling behind, first of all, think about if you love what you're doing, and try and get into a situation where you're under pressure of some sort. Doesn't sound nice, but sometimes it helps a lot. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Feel free to subscribe and like the broadcast, and I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.